I invited Commissioner Bruns to come in today. We also had a meeting at the Inland Port yesterday, and Chris has been in that conversation from the very beginning. You're probably the one that started it in this community. So another topic we get asked about frequently. So I thought it'd be great if he'd come in and just fill us in on the developments that are happening out at the rail park.
Yeah, is that monthly meetings, or how often do you have those?
Yeah, so when we established the Inland Port, we made a requirement that they meet at least once monthly.
Okay.
And that's they've been consistent in doing that. Sometimes they've had more meetings, but the ball's moving along. It may not look like it to a lot of people as they drive by that, right, that Hershey development site, but things are moving along in the background. The meeting yesterday, every year they reorganize, just like every political subdivision does. They wrapped that up by reappointing members to various committees that are working on those different projects to get things going out there. I think the big thing is Jim Hawks, the chairman this year for the Inland Port, he actually executed a $241,000 design agreement with the consultant on a transloading facility. And that is, that's really the thing that's going to spur life out there. They received some grant money a couple years ago, a year and a half ago from the state. We helped them through that process. In total, that's a $5 million grant that they're getting for some seed money from the Department of Economic Development, Site and Building Development subaccount. They've been judicious in how they're going to spend those funds. The design agreement is the first major expenditure from that. Coinciding with that, the consultant has provided a rough draft of those plans to the Union Pacific, because everything is done in concert with that organization.
Sure.
Tapping into their main line, they have to provide the right approvals for engineering and what will work. We should have those signatures, we're told, by the end of the week from the Union Pacific, giving blessing on the initial design.
Very good.
And they'll wrap up final tweaks to the overall design and make sure it fits as far as, two parallel tracks that run parallel to the UP main line, very close to it. In fact, they will actually be located on the UP right-of-way in order to bring trains in and out of that park. And then those different cars can be moved to a third track. And there's room for expansion in the future in this design. I see multiple tracks in a mini yard, so to speak. But they'll be moved to that third track and be able to be transloaded onto truck. So very important element of the overall plan out there and the larger development that I'm excited to see continue to move forward. So yesterday they also started the initial conversation on who's going to operate everything out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we appointed a 9-member board of amazing community members. They're volunteers. They bring, a wealth of experience, variety of different sectors to help get this thing up off the ground and help govern that district. But they're not really the experts in moving rail cars and transloading. So
kind of one experts in that department.
So they started that conversation. What do we want it to look like? They appointed a committee to continue to dive deeper and really identify the skill set of, a potential firm that may come in that they want to see. And I'm interested to see how that conversation progresses. Overall, the entire thing is from an economic development standpoint, it's moving along probably at the right pace. These things take time.
Sure. I would agree with that. It, being on the outside looking in for a lot of it, I've actually been very impressed with the pace that it's gone along. I mean, I have a hard time imagining taking a piece of property like that and turning it into a business park, a industrial park. There's a lot of moving parts out there, and a lot of moving organizations. It's not just the rail park working on this. The Village of Hershey has been front and center and participated. The chamber is at every conversation, helping provide information and bringing other people into the conversation.
We're working hand in hand with Department of Economic Development,
yes,
and the state legislature on multiple things, you know, yeah, making tweaks to the legislative language to better fit our communities. And so,
and super impressed with the railroad's involvement. They want to see this. They have been such good partners up to this point in working with us. So there's a lot that goes on out there. Like Chris said, this is a board of community volunteers who they have a lot going on in their lives still, and they are so committed to this project that they are just pouring themselves a lot of time, a lot of stuff going on that we're not always
sure
exposed to.
Yeah.
So,
but you know, all in all, it's exciting. The things that are being done behind the scenes that will soon, you know, we're looking at hopefully by the end of the year, ground is going to be broken out there, and okay, construction's going to start.
That's the big question
that everybody has.
Where are we going to see some trucks going?
And that's just stuff for the operation of the inland port. That's
right,
not talking about the major economic development projects that are in the works as well. Those things have been, you know, there's a lot of things that go into economic development. I think, much to everybody's chagrin, some of that momentum seems to have been stunted a little bit over the past couple years. There's a lot of headwinds at the macro level when it comes to, you know, political climate,
yeah,
you know, but we have a new administration in the Oval Office, and there's things that are being done. Government's getting streamlined, regulations are getting cut, and I think what we're going to see over the next few years is going to be really exciting as far as that momentum picking back up. And things getting done. Gary Pearson gave a briefing yesterday to the board of directors for the Inland Port and talked about there's six major projects that are in serious conversation that we would not be having the conversation with had it not been for the rail park and what is being done out there at that location. And so that's really exciting for our community and the larger region as a whole.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, awesome. Well, next meeting, then, are you going to meet again in March?
Typically, they meet the last Monday of the month.
Okay.
However, that has been moved. I can't remember the exact date off the top of my head.
The 31st is what they moved it to.
The new date for their meeting, their March meeting. And that was done because we have a ribbon cutting coming up for sustainable beef that day.
Yeah.
So activity begets activity.
Both sides of town getting
exactly
activity. That's awesome.
Exactly.
It's nice to have to rearrange our schedules,
sure,
because there's so much going on.
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Spring's exciting time. Awesome. Well, anything else you want to mention, Chris?
No, I'm just very grateful for those individuals that are serving on that board. As Michaela was saying, you know, they have busy lives. They're very involved in the community. And for them to be, you know, the civic servants that they are, volunteering to help get this thing going, to make a lasting impact for generations to come in the community, I'm very, very grateful for the work that they're doing.
Yeah, this will be an investment that'll pay off for generations to come. So we want to, I'm okay with it looking like it's going slow. We're going to do it well and right, and it'll be a great thing for Lincoln County.
Well, there's always a lot of, I'm sure it sounds like to me, when you get, you're getting things to the, you know, federal level, and you're dealing with state, and you're dealing with local. I mean, there's a lot of red tape you got to cross and cut through before you even can get started.
When you're working with taxpayer dollars, you better make sure that
right,
the T's are crossed and
exactly,
the I's are dotted.
Fair
so
enough. And that's the way it should be. Michaela, Chris, appreciate you guys coming in. We will have you guys, the Board of Commissioners, back in at least next Tuesday. And have a great rest of the month. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you, Tanner.
We appreciate the radio station giving us an opportunity to share what's going on in the county with our constituents.
Very good. That's Michaela Wooler and Chris Bruns again with the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. Take a time out here on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning. Have more to come after this.